I'm not asking for your name even. I just want your company's website. I don't want to know your name. You have my name.
I am told you that our company not permission authorized the website.
But you can ring people. And that means that you then have the obligation to give them some information.
You totally blame me.
I don't blame you. I blame the company. Your company is being very rude.
You are wrong. Because our company is part of job to aware about our customer, which customer are use operating Windows operating system. That reason we are call you, and it is my part of job to aware about you. All right. So that.
What about your manager? I am not. If you don't feel comfortable speaking to me, can I speak to your manager?
Okay. You can turn on your computer. I will transfer this call to our senior executive. Is the best person to guide you because our technician and Microsoft certified. All right?
Yeah, so I'd like to speak to your manager then, and then I will ask the questions that you seem to be unable to answer.
First off, you turn on your computer, then I show your CLS ID, INF ID, then I will transfer this call to my senior executive who is the best person to guide you. All right?
What would you like me to type? What would you like me to do on my computer?
Sorry?
What do you want me to do on my computer?
Our technical servers are located that your computer is seeing some error and warning messages.
Yes, I know. So what do you want me to do on the computer? If I'm at the computer now, what do you want me to do?
It is routine checkup call to check your computer and show you your computer problem, all right?
You're not listening. I said if I'm at the computer right now, what do you want me to do with it?
Sorry?
What do you want me to do with the computer? I'm at the computer now. What do you want me to do with the computer?
It is just a routine checkup call. Nobody knows used your computer. All right, sir. I am told you anyone...
Yeah, but you're not listening. The computer's on. The computer's been turned on for ages. You haven't told me what you want me to do now I'm at the computer.
Then I proved our genuinity. All right, sir. Proved our genuinity. You told me you blame me. So I proved our genuinity to show you a... CLS ID, all right, sir?
I didn't say I blamed you. Don't put words in my mouth, sir. Please don't do that. I find that very insulting. Do you understand?
Faster. I understand your concept.
Okay,
but
good.
You first turn on your computer. I shown you CLS ID and your problem. Then I transfer this call to my...
You are not listening. I have told you now for the sixth time the computer is turned on. What do you want me to do with it? Please pay attention.
Your computer turned on, yes or no, sir?
For the seventh time... Yes, the computer is turned on. I have counted the times I have told you this. Please listen.
Okay, I am transferred this
You're not listening.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Explain. I'd like you to.
How are you?
I'm fine. Please explain your company, what they do, and how they benefit users.
So first of all, I'm calling from technical and maintenance department of Windows computer, and. As you are the privileged customer of Windows operating system, this is the reason you are getting this call, okay?
How do you find my number? I didn't register my phone number with Microsoft, and I never have.
So because your computer CLS ID, that is computer license security code, is registered in our database, because this is the reason you are getting this call, okay?
Right. That doesn't answer how you got my number. I never registered my number with any companies regarding my computer.
So I know that you have not registered your number in any other of company, but you are the privileged customer of Windows operating system, and we have link. This is the reason you are getting this call, because your computer is sending some warning message, security alerts to our web server through your CLS ID via international routing system. Okay? This is the reason you are getting this call. Okay?
That doesn't explain how you got the number. It still doesn't explain how you got the number. Basically, you're reading from script telling me how you got it.
Okay, Okay, fine. I will tell you that how can I get your number.
Yes, please.
First of all, you have to turn on your computer. Then I can show you your computer CLS ID. That is a part of the manufacturer and customer. No one knows about this CLS ID because this is unique and secret. Okay, this is the thing. This is the computer CLS ID, and this is linked in our database. This is the reason you are getting this call.
Ah, but like I said, the number's not tied to the ID, is it? Let's be honest here. The number is not tied to the computer's ID, because if I have lots of computers in my home, then they're all going to be supposedly tied to the same ID, which isn't really true, because every ID is unique, isn't it?